Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Infinite Field Radio. Infinite Field Radio is brought to you by the publishers of the Infinite Field magazine. Infinite Field Radio offers spiritual and conscious living solutions from spiritual leaders, teachers, and authors. Together, we provide information that you can use and apply into your daily life. Thank you for tuning in today, and be sure to visit our website to learn more about upcoming shows. If you would like to become a part of Infinite Field Radio by advertising with us, becoming a host, or being a guest on one of our shows, visit InfiniteFieldRadio.com or email us at producer@InfiniteFieldRadio.com. And now, here's your host, Kanya Parker, with Mind, Body, and Soul.
Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Give it to me, baby. I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, you can feed my body, but you really gotta feed my head.
Well, good evening, everyone. This is Tanya Parker with Mind, Body, and Soul Food. And I would like to thank Gay Adegbolola with Hungry Woman Blues. Feed me like I want to be fed. And definitely, I hope that today you will feel nice and full from the wonderful, delicious tidbits of information that you will receive from Mind, Body, and Spirit Works. Now, I'd like to tell you a little bit about myself. This is our first show, so thank you so much for tuning in today. Mind, Body, and Spirit Works is a company I actually formed a little over 10 years ago, and the mission is to facilitate restoration of balance to mind, body, and spirit through divinely inspired holistic healing and education services. My goal is to empower individuals to create balance in their lives, understanding the importance of addressing our mental and emotional, physical, and spiritual needs in the process. So clients are assisted through therapeutic massage, Reiki energy healing, whole wellness consulting, conscious catering, aromatherapy remedies, training workshops, and other educational endeavors. Through my writing, I am a contributor to the Infinite Field magazine, who sponsors this show. I also write the holistic cooking column with them, and I always include a deliciously yummy, healthy recipe. I am also author of the Tanya Parker Collection, Healthy Eating to a Healthy Lifestyle, which is also brought to you by the Infinite Field Publishing. So today we have as a very special guest Sanolf Kraft, who is the Chief Executive Officer of the Infinite Field, which includes the Infinite Field magazine, Infinite Field Publishing, Infinite Field Radio, and Sanolf Incorporated. She is the editor-in-chief and publisher of the Infinite Field magazine. And in addition to her work with the Infinite Field, Sanolf is also a speaker, teacher, coach, muse, wife, mom, and friend. And I have to tell you, she is an amazing mentor. She's a powerhouse, And Sanolf, welcome. Thank you so much for joining Mind, Body, and Soul Food.
Namaste. Thank you so much for having me today.
Namaste. You know, Sanolf, this has been a very interesting journey. We met, I say that in quotations because we have not physically met in person, but we met about a year ago when I joined the Infinite Field family. And little did I know back at that time that it would grow and grow and grow. And so I would like for you to share with our audience, what is it that you are trying to co-create with spirit? I know that when we get into the kitchen, we like to cook up a little something, and I know you like to cook because you told me that you have, and I know that you have tried just about every recipe in the Tanya Parker collection. But when you're doing your cooking up with spirit, what is it that you would like to co-create?
For me, I am really working to co-create from the mind of God a sacred space so that people can find a place where they can really get good information and really find and reconnect, find a connection to source. And so that is really my goal. That's my life's work, to help people in as many ways as we possibly can through the radio, through a magazine, through workshops, through the publishing, your book, to offer people as many opportunities to reconnect with divine source and to realize their true power that exists within.
Now that is truly delicious. I'm thinking about the song by Gay Adegbolola. You can feed my body, but you really need to feed my head. Mm-hmm. And head, heart, soul, whatever you may want to call it, so many aspects of us need to be nourished. And so, you know, what have you found to be true? What have you heard from your readers, your listeners, people involved in other activities through the infinite field about how they're being nourished in this way?
Well, what we've really found is that, and I'm also a reader, I'm always so amazed by the recipes and your ability to blend a recipe with a learning and teaching lesson. And so what I'm hearing from our readers is that they really are being blessed, that they really are being impacted, that they will flip over, open the magazine, and they will absolutely find something that relates to them at that very moment of a situation or problem that they're going through. And so that does my heart good. When we put the articles together with spirit, I'm going through and I'm looking at articles, and I'm really asking spirit, tell me which one is in this month, which one is out, which one do we focus on, where do we place the place the articles in the magazine. And when I do it that way, I find each month, which is really our process, I find that people really are touched, that people really are blessed. And For me, it really is an interesting thing, because for me, it's like manna from heaven. It really is truly like food. It is God coming through each of us, each of the writers, each of the editors, and really sharing what it is, this wonderful message of consciousness and where it is in our individual lives that we should be going in the direction that we should be headed. And, of course, that direction really is, and that path really is coming into a truer and more authentic presence with ourselves and a deeper connection with spirit. And so, and each of us are on this journey, whether we know it or not. And so that is really, it's like food. And I've heard people say over and over again to me that reading it, the magazine especially, is like reading a book. So, and we all know how good books are. When you've really read a really good one, you do feel full. And of course, manna from heaven, how nourishing manna can be to hear a word from God, to hear a message that is just set for our lives. So we all work together with the magazine, with the radio, and through publishing books and the workshops that we do to make sure that we, A, are really being authentic and true to spirit ourselves as teachers, and also that we're nourishing and feeding ourselves as we work as editors and writers. And we know that if we are nourishing and feeding ourselves with this message, then other people are going to be nourished, they're going to be filled, they're going to be fed and helped as well. And when at the end of the day, if we can do that, if we can just help one person, if one person can come to me, for example, one person said with the workshops we did recently with Belinda Womack, a workshop on restoring power, and it was for women and men who had been sexually abused and physically abused. When we got done with that workshop, people were coming to us saying how their lives had been changed and how their lives had been transformed and how many of them had never told their story, had never shared with anyone that they had been abused or they had been broken in some way. And so for us, it's twofold. Yes, talking about the normal spiritual messages and basic, they're not really normal, but basic spiritual messages about consciousness that you can get, but also to really go deeper and deal with some of the problems that many of us hide or wish not really to talk about. And so there's so many absolutely good things that come out of the magazine, for example, like your articles on food and the recipes, because people really need to know how to eat well, how to treat their bodies well, and how to take care of their sacred temple. And so that is just another one of those wonderful things, added benefits of reading the magazine that the reader gets. And, of course, one of the wonderful things that readers say to us that they absolutely enjoy when they get the magazine each month.
Wonderful. So I'm hearing you say that Spirit serves as, say, the executive chef, the master chef, and you allow yourself to serve as sous chef. You're given this divine menu, and you do your part to follow it so that you're able to help nourish the mind, body, and soul of so many.
Absolutely. I really am a sous chef, and I really had a hard time at the beginning when we first started the Infinite Field magazine. I had a difficult time taking on the title of editor-in-chief, and it took me even longer. I didn't take on the title of editor-in-chief until about 3 to 6 months after we had really done the magazine. I took it on in sort of a name, but I really didn't take it on within myself. And then it took me a while, 8 to 9 months, to even take on the role or the title of CEO of the Infinite Field and to call myself that, because I knew that all I was doing this sounds so simple, this is such a simple recipe for me, all I was doing was getting up early in the morning, sitting down on the floor, lying down on the floor and meditating, and whenever Spirit would tell me to do something, I'd write it down. The Infinite Field magazine, I'd write it down. Radio, I'd write it down. Conferences and workshops, I'd just write it down during this meditation time. And then I say that was my time in the Infinite Field. And so when I came out of this sacred space into reality, I would try to bring out of consciousness what I had experienced or what Spirit had shared with me during my meditation. And so it took me a long time to really say that this is the gift that Spirit has given to me, this is the work that I should be doing, and really see myself even still today as a sous chef. But I do totally allow Spirit to control. I truly, totally allow Spirit to take the reins and tell me and share with me what Spirit wants me to do next. And for me, that's the perfect recipe. That's the perfect way to create anything with Spirit. And it is my recipe, and it's successful, and it truly is how I live my life every day.
Beautiful, beautiful. The surrender process doesn't always feel so easy, but when you give into it, the amazing results. That's a wonderful, wonderful story, and I'm with you. I start my morning with meditation, too, and that's when things are at the most quiet, and Spirit comes in, and the most amazing inspirations come through. You know, Snalv, you mentioned the infinite field, and for some of our listeners out there, they may not be familiar with that term. And if you could just explain your concept of what the infinite field is.
Okay. Well, for me, the infinite field is like a huge organic soup, if you will. And in that soup is everything that you need. It's everything absolutely that you possibly could ever want, could ever desire. I refer to it as the infinite field, and many people call this space or this energy God. It's the same thing, the God zone. It's the God place. It is God. And we are all in the infinite field right now. We're all in God right now. Where you are, there and here with me here in North Carolina, we're one, we're connected, not just by radio, but we're absolutely connected by God, because it's in God that we live and have our being. And we're never separate from that. We're always in it. We're always a part of it. So there's, David said it in the Bible, there's nothing that could separate me from the love of God. There's nothing that could separate me from God ever. And that is the space that I call the infinite field. And that's why, for me, tapping in deeper into this field has yielded for me success and has yielded for me the magazine and the radio, because I understand that I'm connected. So last year, we started in August of 2009, so when I was looking for writers and I was looking for editors to be a part of the magazine, and then when I began to look for radio hosts, the smoke signal that I send up within the infinite field during my meditation and prayer time is for God to bring to me all that I need. And I'll say, I need writers, I need whatever. And that happens because you're as close to me as breath. You're as close to me as namaste. You're as close to me as my sister or my brother, because you exist within God. You exist within the infinite field. So then when you showed up, we were so excited and so happy, and it was just God showing up to us again and again and again. And so it really is a beautiful space to live in, but you have to know already that everything that you need already exists. And
yes.
So and that nothing is ever separate from you, not ever. And whatever it is, money, people, whatever it is that you desire, whatever that it is that you need, because it already exists in the infinite field.
I love it. You know, Snalv, I'm thinking, you are a country girl, correct?
Okay.
Southerner?
Yeah, absolutely.
As am I. I'm from Virginia, Warsaw, Virginia. I'll give a shout-out to my hometown. And, you know, I'm not sure if you have experienced this, but for me, we've used the term for hungry. When you're really hungry, you're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds like you stay hungry. It means you're open, you're receptive, and when you're in that state, then Spirit will feed you over and over again. But you have to be in that state of openness, of receptivity, in order for it to come in.
Absolutely. And one of my biggest lessons that I'm learning now is I was forced into this in a way, because I have the story, the whole backstory. I lost my job. I was a medical writer for a major medical device company, a Fortune 500 company, and I was working with them, and of course, during tough economic times, I was the last person in my department to be hired, and so I was the first to go. And it was difficult. We were trying to figure out, scrambling, what we were going to do. And my husband had been displaced in September of 08, and then I was displaced of September of 07, and then I was displaced in April of 08. So it's just trying to figure out what to do. And I was hungry. I was hungry because I needed to, you know, we had two kids, and we were both hungry, trying to figure out what were we supposed to do next. And we were also going through a bit of our own spiritual transition. We were transitioning out of traditional religion into consciousness and into spirituality. So we were really hungry. We were just questioning everything, and we really wanted answers. And so we were meditating and praying almost, you know, religiously day and night. We were at some points, you know, very realistically begging Spirit for the answer of what to do next. And when we started this company, we started it with just $86 and just the thought, and that was just enough to scrape by to build a website. And so we were really just really hungry, really trying to figure out what the Spirit wanted us to do next, and where did we want to go. And we, my husband and I, literally were hungry, because it's funny, the story, the day we bought the website, we like had no money, and we were seriously thinking that we would have to, he and I would have to fast for the rest of the week until we got more money. And that my, you know, and that we had enough, of course, for our children to be fed, but we would have to fast. And we were dedicated. We were hungry enough to know that if you do this, then this is what Spirit, trusting that this is what Spirit wants you to do, but hungry enough to want to do something different with our lives, and hungry enough to actually follow and do something as crazy as it sounded at the time. Before we got off the phone, my mother-in-law was calling, my husband's mom was calling, and she was fussing at us. She was saying, I've been calling you guys for 30 minutes, and you need to come to my house and get this money. And we were like, what money? You know, what money? And she was like, well, I got, you know, some money I want to give you guys, and you come here and you get this money right now. It was, she was fussing at us as if we owed her money, and she was trying to get the money back from us. It was absolutely hilarious, but that has happened with us time and time again, where Spirit has just met every need, and it, not to say that it hadn't been difficult. It has been difficult, and it has been times where we really didn't know what we were going to do next, but we, you know, kept that fire open. But I'm trying to transition now. My big lesson is now to transition from this space of where I'm starving hungry, you know what I mean? So in the sense that where I am so, like, drawn to Spirit, and, you know, and I never want to lose the actual hunger, but where Spirit has to teach me through these dire circumstances. And I think Milton and I are really doing a great transition. I'm, you know, openly talking about this for whoever else is out there going through this as well, and making light of it at the same time, because, you know, if you don't laugh, you will, you know, truly become insane, and that's not good. So we're transitioning, though. We're really transitioning into being able to follow Spirit in a very calm and a very loving way, and being able to just trust and have a hunger that is healthy, because, you know, the hunger we had at first was, you know, just, It was wild. It was you know, totally wild. It was totally out there. And I'm grateful for, you know, for that experience. And so we're moving now into a place, because we've been so nourished this last year with articles from you and so many articles from so many amazing people. And so it's helped us as well. And so, you know, I always say I'm not just a you know, the owner, you know, like the hair club for me. And I'm also a reader. I'm also a user. And
yes, the magazine is truly delicious. It's something I look forward to read. And when I get really caught up and busy and I cannot read it, I keep it on my desktop. And I know that when the time comes, open this up, and I always turn to exactly what I need in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And it is amazing in that way, and I thank you for that. Now, you had mentioned that you start your morning with this wonderful ritual. You're in prayer. You're in meditation. As a former counselor, as a holistic healer, I recognize before healing others, heal yourself. We have to make sure that we are continuously nourishing ourselves, taking care of ourselves, our mind, our body, our soul. What else do you do? What else? What other recipes do you follow for replenishment, refreshment, and renewal?
We laugh a lot. I mean, that really is one of the biggest things my husband and I. If we make a mistake or if we are really going through a tough time trying to get something done or trying to really figure out something, someone will break out laughing. One of us will just, it'll just happen. And we're always laughing at ourselves and our mistakes. And I've found on the darkest days when I'm really going, trying to figure out something, or I'm really working maybe with an author or a publicist or a publishing house, and, you know, you're having problems trying to get through to an agent or whatever it may be that, or we're having a design issue, then it's just best for me to just laugh. It's just, you know, laugh and find something that really, really makes me happy. My neighbor gave my children and I a fish tank the other day, and that has brought me so much joy. And so finding things that really bring me joy, finding things that really make me happy, really help to nourish my soul. My children really help to nourish me more, I think more than anything. And because I was abused as a child and my mother gave me away and allowed my grandmother to keep me, which was great for me. It was a great place for me to grow up in Mississippi. But I did grow up with, you know, having these abandonment issues and feeling abandoned and really displaced from my other brothers and sisters. And so having my own children has been the greatest lesson I could have ever had. One of the things growing up with an older grandmother, she would allow me to help her mix things and mix recipes and put different things together, but she'd never really allow me to cook. And so the other day my husband was cooking with Evan and our son and showing him how to cook bacon, and he was cooking with Alexandria and showing her how to do things and cook some things in the kitchen. She loves to cook shrimp, and we absolutely, of course, love your recipes, and we're always trying those. And that nourishes me. That your recipe book has been helpful because to be able to pull that out and cook with the kids, both of us, the four of us in the kitchen, absolutely has been a nourishment to us. It's been a good place for our family to come together in one space and then cook the recipes and then laugh at ourselves. When, you know, we always say we're not Tanya, but but, you know, those are the things that really nourish me. Spending time with my husband. This morning we took out time. Usually we work 7 days a week. And this morning we took some time and we stayed in bed, and he and I watched movies. I got up and cooked for the kids, and my daughter came down and helped with the bacon and croissants, and it was a lot of fun. And so the boys slept in, and just hearing the kids laughing and joking in the living room, and they kept peeking in, so there really was no peace watching this movie. But just being able to sleep, semi-sleep in on a Sunday morning and have someone in my life that truly loves me, my husband, and he truly supports me in every way, that nourishes me. Having good friends like you, Tanya, really nourishes me, because everything that we've tried with the magazine, we've tried publishing and successfully with your book, and we've now launched this radio network. You've been there. And so when I look around and I see you, and I say namaste to you, I see you and I know that you're there. I'm seeing God, a reflection of God within me. And I often say that to you on Facebook. And that is a blessing. That nourishes my soul. And I read an awful lot. I have to read an awful lot anyway for the magazine, and actually got into doing the magazine because I wanted to get free books. Great way to do that.
That's what's really going on, huh?
There you go. And so that nourishes me, being able to read really, really good books. And being out with friends. This evening we went out, just the four of us, and ate at a restaurant, and we laughed, and we watched Spain win, and the kids were excited, and they were, you know, they were laughing, and the service was wonderful. That nourished my soul. And then coming back and talking to you and being able to look at my, you know, our four little fish, which I think we've already overfed, that really nourished my soul.
Wow. You have certainly come a long way, and what an amazing journey you have had. You know, it really strikes me how you recognize the importance of having that interaction with others to help feed and sustain you. And one of the things that I truly have admired about you and your husband Milton is the magazine, the company, is a full family, you know, meal that you have going on. You have the children involved in the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely amazing. What do they do?
So Alexandria is 14, and she 13, sorry, and she edits. And Evan is, so she edits and she writes. And so Evan, he also writes. He writes a column for teens and for youth. And they also help with some of the technical things that we have to do, setting up some of the YouTube videos that we do, going out and making sure the links work when we click on and they really
work. Children are well suited for that these days, aren't they?
They are. They really are. And they tell us when things look good or they sound good or they don't. And so they're real brutally honest with us. And so, and we, you know, we appreciate that sometimes.
Oh, that is totally awesome. So you really take care of yourself well. There's a lot of nurturing, a lot of nourishment going on, and I do believe that that shows in what you are able to dish out to others, and that's truly a blessing. Now, you have so much going on between the magazine and you know, publishing other things, and I'm sure there's some other projects in the works as well for publication. You have the radio program. What are some upcoming classes or programs that you offer? Because I do know you also do teleconferences and trainings like that.
Sure. Well, we just launched, I'm really excited, we just launched the Infinite Field Global Directory, which if you go to www.theinfinitefieldmagazine.com, you'll see a link for the Global Directory, a link to join the directory. And we have a huge mission from Spirit, which is to unite and to bring together the global conscious community. So for people who have businesses or services, they're coaches or authors, whatever it is that you might do, yoga, Reiki, coaching, whatever it is you might do, there's a space for you in the this global directory, and we really want to connect the global community around the world so that wherever you go, whether you're in Maryland for a quick business trip or you're in Miami or about the Bahamas for a vacation, you can click on the website and go to the directory and find a church, a spa, a special sacred center or church, or someone who does acupuncture or Reiki or healing or nutritional services like you provide, you offer, Tanya, and they can click on this directory and find out quickly where to go, what to do. And we just, what I found with the magazine is that we're so spread out and that we really are not connected. We don't know who we are from place to place, and so it's time. There's a shift that's coming, that where we need to be on front and center. People need to know where they can go to get good, clear, conscious information that from people who are definitely connected to spirit. And so that's an amazing thing that we're doing. We are also with a radio network. We have a total of 7 hosts who'll be with us by September. And so absolutely, I know it's grown. So you are here, and Laurie Martin and Adib Shabazz, and my show will have 3 other people: Belinda Womack, Laura Lutz, and Elisa Brown, who will be joining. 2 will be joining this month, and 1 more person in September. So there's so many good things happening. So just for the listeners, check the website for those dates, infinitefieldradio.com, www.infinitefieldradio.com, to see all of the wonderful shows that are upcoming shows that are be coming on, as well as tuning in to your favorites like your show, and making sure that they see the schedule to know when you're going to be on. And so those are some of the amazing things. I'm always doing wonderful workshops. Milton and I are working on a relationship workshop that we hope to launch soon. And I'm working on a book project. I also do quite a few workshops from at least once a month with Belinda Womack, who is the author of Angel's Guide. And Milton and I have some great things that we want to do with workshops and different projects with you. I know we've talked about that, Tanya, and also with all of the radio hosts, getting us all together and talking about our different specialties. One last thing, really fun thing that I do is work with authors on sanals.com. And so I really love working with authors and putting together book projects and helping them to get into a publishing house, not only just Infinite Field, but I've worked with an author or two on working on their book project and also putting together DVD projects to larger companies. So it's really some really great things are happening because I'm here in this Infinite Field, and I'm really just open to spirit for what comes next. I always feel like I should be doing, and we will be doing, a parenting workshop or teleconference soon, and we're really working hard to plan on this Infinite Field conference, a live conference, so that we can all come together and meet each other in person, but also share some wonderful things that we, you know, have been burning to share, all of us, each of us. And so we're planning a lot and just really having a good time doing it, and really open, staying open to spirit as well.
Wonderful. Sanal, what we're going to do now is ask if there's anyone out there who would like to call in. The number is 917-889-7806. Again, 917-889-7806. We're going to take a little commercial break right this moment, and then we'll come right on back.
Life coaching, meditation, holistic health, spiritual finance. Are you looking for insight? Visit one of the Infinite Field radio programs to become connected with a leader in the industry.
All right. We don't have any callers for today, and we'll see what we can do about that for next month, right? Sanal, you know, everything that I've heard from you today, what keeps coming up for me is you are a powerful, powerful facilitator of healing. And I know when you were doing your writing, the medical writing, that certainly was not a persona that you may have thought that you had. But now I'm wondering if that is something that you can wear, that you can put on and accept and acknowledge, because I certainly see it so clearly.
Wow. Okay. I'll talk to Spirit about that one. It is interesting, though, that when I worked as a medical writer, I worked with a product that's called Infuse, and what it did, it rejuvenated bone in the body, so it would actually grow bone. It would actually, surgeons would surgically implant this product, and it would help people in their spine or other parts of their body to grow bone where they had no bone. And for people who have been in major accidents or diseases. And so when I look at the work that we're doing in the infinite field for in terms of healing for people who have a emotional needs or going through a difficult time, I absolutely see spirit as a healer. I see spirit healing from the infinite field through these words that we write and the things that we say. And I'm always amazed to see a transformation in people's lives after just coming into contact with me or coming into contact with one of the hosts or one of the writers in the magazine. And so I do see this space as a healer. It's not been one of those things I've wanted to take on, that role, because as a child, 8 years old, my grandmother would take me to these tent meetings. If you're in the South, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. And whenever, it doesn't matter whatever the preacher was, whoever it was, you know, the different preachers that would come into town, they would always pick me out of, you know, the lineup. I'd always be the girl that they choose to stand up and want to prophesy over. And what they'd say over and over again, these random people, that I would be a healer, that I would absolutely, that there was this intrinsic healing power within me, and that, you know, I'd be healing. So my grandmother ran all of, you know, the whole, our little town, Batesville, Mississippi, telling people that I was going to heal people and, you know, all this stuff. And I was so embarrassed to go to school on Monday. And so I do now understand it, that through the words that Spirit has shared with me, that is one of the things that I do. It's one of the things that I'm charged with doing, is to help people to heal, helping them to transform and reshape their lives. And so I'm really blessed. I feel so blessed to be a part of that, and it's not something that I take on lightly. And I honor you for saying that, and for Spirit sharing that with you, because that's pretty amazing that you picked that up, Tanya.
Well, I'm glad to serve in any ways and all. But it was crystal clear, and it, you just have that presence. And not having been in a room with you, but just having been on the phone with you, having been on emails, communicating on Facebook, I have to say, you're just being within your space is a very healing time. So you got it, no matter how it shows up in your world. And I think that's a lesson for a lot of people. I think when people think about healer, they automatically think of the physical body. They automatically think about allopathic healing, which some people consider traditional, which truly isn't traditional healing in the natural realm. But there are so many ways that we can be facilitators of healing. We are out there, and we certainly have the ability to help nourish others, and that's an amazing thing. It looks like we have a caller, and I'm going to pause and see if our caller from the 443 area code would like to ask a question or make a comment.
Hi, this is Dorothy Harris.
Hi, Dorothy.
How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you today?
Very well. I really don't have a question. I have a comment.
Okay.
I want to congratulate you and Sanav on the incredible work that you're doing. Congratulations to you on your new radio talk show. And I'm just really thankful that you're both out there and that you're doing the work of Spirit.
Well, thank you. And I'll have to tell folks, this is a friend of mine. It's not just Dorothy Harris. It's Reverend Dorothy Harris. So
yes.
I really appreciate your calling in, and I appreciate the work that you do to help nourish and nurture so many in your flock. And thank you for tuning in. My heart is just doing a little dance. We got our first caller.
I'm really proud of you both. Congratulations.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you so much, Dorothy. That is so kind of you to say when it's the namaste. It's saying that I see you, and I see you in your true beauty,
yeah.
and I see you in that true power. And it really takes one to know one. And so
yes.
I feel your energy, and I feel your power, and blessing to you for all the wonderful work that you do.
Thank you, and to you as well.
All right. Dorothy, you have a great evening, my friend.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. All right. Wonderful. So we are going to thank our wonderful, wonderful healer, Sanav Kraft, for coming out and speaking with us today. And, Sanav, before we move on, I would like to have you repeat how folks can contact you for more information if they want to come to dinner at your healing table, since we have ascertained that you are a healer, okay? What is
oh, my.
Information?
There you go. Okay. So if you'd like to, if people out there would like to connect with me, I'd absolutely love to hear from you. And hear comments on your comments, further comments on today's show, and you know, on just the wonderful work that Tanya is doing as well, and also to connect with the magazine and the radio network, and me at Sanav Inc. and the writing and the work that I do. Then you can contact me by going to the website at www.theinfinitefieldmagazine.com. The website for the radio is www.infinitefieldradio.com, and then the website for writers and for other people who'd like to pursue that is www.sanav.com. And so my you can contact me at info@theinfinitefieldmagazine.com. If you go on the magazine, there are plenty of links for subscribing, for advertising with us. Also advertising on the radio and magazine as well, and also purchasing a subscription. And so there are lots of different ways to contact me. My number is 336-529-6762, and so you can call with questions that you might have about anything that we're doing, and I'd be happy to talk with you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you again, and we look forward to finding out more about what you will be bringing forth from the infinite field. We're going to go to commercial break right now and come on back with a little more information to finish up the show. Body and Soul Food with Tanya Parker, and I have to tell you, I have truly enjoyed myself today on our inaugural show with Sanav Kraft of the Infinite Field. She is just an amazing powerhouse, and what a blessing. I hope that you have been certainly blessed, nourished by the wonderful, deliciously delectable tidbits of food that you've heard today from Sanav. I really would love to hear from you, so you can contact me, Tanya Parker, also known as the Natural Sista, at tanya@mindbodyandspiritworks.com. Again, that's Tanya, T-O-N-Y-A, at mindbodyandspiritworks.com. And check out my website at www.mindbodyandspiritworks.com. You'll see any upcoming classes, specials, radio programs. And also, if you would like to order a copy of the Tanya Parker collection to receive a downloadable PDF copy, you can go to theinfinitefeelmagazine.com/store, and you'll see it right there, and you can click on, and using handy-dandy PayPal, pay for a copy, and it is absolutely beautiful. And hopefully there are some recipes for you, whether you are vegetarian, vegan, meat-loving. I'm a fish and fowl girl myself and don't do a lot of it, so I don't have any red meat or other recipes in that area, but you have anything from appetizers to soups and salads and salad dressings, side dishes, main dishes, as well as some desserts. Now, I invite you to tune in again next month. Remember, we're on second Sundays at 6 p.m. for more mind, body, and soul food. On August 8th, our next show, the guest will be Reverend Anthony Farmer. Anthony happens to be a dear, close personal friend and yet another mentor of mine. I grab them up and hold on to them and learn so much from them. He also happens to be a visionary, a teacher, healer, shaman, coach, writer, author, and he does so much work. He's in the kitchen all the time cooking up ways to feed the mind, body, and soul. I want you to remember that disease, dis-ease, is choosing not to empower health issues by focusing on a particular ailment, but to emphasize the natural state of ease being imbalanced or disrupted. So, leaving you this evening with some mind, body, and soul food to go, paraphrased from the Hindu prince Gautama Siddhartha, the actual founder of Buddhism. Every human being is the author of his or her own health or dis-ease. I pray that you author a deliciously delectable week. Hope to hear you next week. Next month.
1, 2, here I go. Well, I'm a hungry woman. Feed me like I want to be fed. Yeah, I'm a hungry woman.